For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
A new day has dawned. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Hello, America. That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? Hello, America.
I like it. I like the sound of it.
Because we're on the Odyssey app all over America. And you can get us there, and you can get the podcast there later today, too. Odyssey, AUDACY. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. A lot of people are tired today.
So tired.
Oh, they sat up and watched the Avalanche and the Nuggets.
And they both lost.
Yep. 11:30 I stayed up until.
Same.
Yeah. Ugh. I went to bed.
I didn't. I stayed up and watched the whole thing.
It was too good of a game. Both of them were good.
There's only maybe the Super Bowl. A good Tennessee game, I guess. There's a few games that I will stay up for, but very few.
It's the playoffs, man.
Yeah, it's what we live for.
Yeah,
but when the 8 o'clock comes, man, it's bedtime at my house.
The game didn't even start for the Nuggets until 8:15.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't see one dribble.
In the Avs game, they always say 7:30. It's always 8 o'clock. If they say 7:30, it's 8 o'clock.
And what sucks more, sitting up late? Well, no, it's kind of a double whammy, actually. You sit up late, rooting for your team, and you lose.
You lost sleep,
you lost the game. It's a double whack whack.
Even when they win, it's hard to go back to sleep because you're so excited, well, and then you're amped.
Yeah, but at least you got a payoff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point, at least you've got a payoff. When you sit up late, watch the game, and you lose.
Yeah.
Crap out of luck,
that
man.
Kawhi Leonard, dude.
All right, well, Nuggets lose, Abs lose. BJ wins because I went to bed, right? That's how it works.
You definitely won that, yes. All right,
where's Jamie? Anybody seen Jamie?
She's right here.
Oh, there she is. Come on, Jamie.
What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about these guys sitting up late to watch ball games, and we both lose.
How depressed we are.
They sit up late?
They sat up late last night to watch the games because the Avs and the Nuggets, they stayed up late.
Oh. Yeah, you said sit up, and I was like, what is
that? She took it literally.
I thought I said stayed up.
No,
they stayed
you said
up late.
Sit up. Yeah.
Well, they were up late and watched
them?
The game.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Both teams lost.
Oh,
so
no.
They lost sleep. We lost the game.
Oh, God.
Just a double snapping whappy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Avs lost with 2 minutes left in the first overtime,
Nuggets
and it was 11:30.
Nuggets lost on just a final shot of the game.
Oh, yeah. Wow, what a horrible night.
Yeah. I take you didn't sit up.
I didn't sit up or stay up.
No, me either.
No, I sure didn't.
Nope.
No, I didn't even know they were playing, to be honest.
Yeah.
Kind of forgot.
I'm with you.
Oh, well.
I was in bed at 7:30.
Oh, my God.
They hadn't even dribbled yet.
How do you go to bed at 7:30?
I don't even think they opened Ball Arena by the time I went to bed.
I mean, the sun isn't setting
barely
at 7:30.
Down, yeah.
Yeah. You pull the shades, man.
Wow.
You call it a night.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Wow.
I can't handle it.
My gosh.
You know.
That is early.
Yeah, I eat my, you know, I get my dinner done by 3:30.
Yeah. You got to have dinner by 3:30. Oh, my God.
Grandpa Gus yesterday, he stuck up the house. He cooked liver.
Ew.
In the basement.
Oh, no.
He cooked liver. I'm upstairs,
basement.
And I go, what the heck is that? It's like somebody butchered a cow in her house. So I go downstairs. I'm like, dude, is that smell coming from here? He goes, what are you talking about? I said, what's that smell? He goes, you want some liver?
So he's nose blind.
Who eats liver?
Right?
You're not supposed to eat liver and kidneys and certain things. Your pancreas.
I don't know. We ate gizzards.
Oh,
we ate chicken gizzards all the time. Yeah. Yeah. They were good.
Oh.
A little chewy.
Yeah, a little chewy. Oh, my God. It's just awful.
Now, does he have, like, a kitchenette down there? What's he cooking
it on? There's a little kitchenette.
Is it like a burner? One burner?
Basically, yeah.
Like a hot plate?
I'm just trying to figure out what he's cooking it on.
It's like a hot plate, yeah.
It's a burner.
Okay. It's a burner that you can order off Amazon or Temu. And I'm sure it's really safe.
I'm sure it won't catch on fire.
No problem whatsoever.
Oh, my God. That's
Yeah, he's fired up some liver in the basement.
Nice.
I'm like, what the hell's going on around here? We're firing up liver in our basement.
Now, is he paying rent?
Rent. Can you spell that? Is that R-E-N-T?
Is he participating in the water bill?
Hey, Spindell, can you look up rent? What does that mean?
Yeah, I'll Google that.
I don't know what that means. Can you also look up electric bill? Is that a monthly? Is that a 6 month?
The gas bill? Like, is it cable, internet?
Groceries? Look up bills in general.
Bills? Okay.
We'll be right back.
BJ
and Jamie on a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Tuesday, it's going to be a beautiful day today. 71 for a high.
Oh, wow. That's not what my Alexa said. Wow, that's great.
What'd she say?
68.
Well, she's wrong.
By 3 degrees.
Yes, she is. She's wrong. Didn't rain, I think, for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
But 71 for a high today. So yesterday, you know, I had all these plans when I left here. Nothing got done.
You were going to change out your seat in your truck.
Didn't happen.
Oh, how come?
Didn't happen. Well, I didn't realize it, but Frog didn't have school yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So that took up most of my day there. And then we had to go to baseball practice, right, at 4:30 yesterday. Now, I'm a moron. I really am.
Well, okay.
I looked through all the emails that I got from the summer league, the spring league, I guess it is, for the Foothills, and came up with, you know, yesterday, first practice, 4:30. We're about 45 minutes into the practice, and the coach comes over and says, sir, I don't think Frog's on our team.
Oh,
he's a dandy little player. He just hit a home run. I mean, the coach really wanted him.
Yeah.
But he said, I don't think your kid's on my team.
Oh, no.
I said, what do you mean? We've been here for 45 minutes practicing with all the other kids. And my kid's a standout.
Right.
He's a star. He goes, I looked through the roster. He's not on here.
In fact,
I made a phone call, and they said he wasn't on here. And I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, think you're on the Cardinals team. Yesterday was the Marlins.
Oh.
He goes, I think you're on the Cardinals team. You practice tomorrow at 4:30.
Oh, well, at least he got one in.
We got to go back today.
You got an early start.
So Frog had to give back the hat and the shirt.
Oh, no.
He goes, I love the fish, Dad. Can I keep the hat?
Oh, my God.
No, you got to give it back, son. We got to go back tomorrow. I said, you'll love tomorrow. It's red with a little bird on it.
Yeah.
You know, they steal the MLB logos. Mm. And so we got to go back today.
Wow.
But I'm such a moron.
That is.
Here I am.
How does one find a team like that? Like, just to find it randomly.
I showed up, put the kid out there.
Was it because it's a gigantic ball field or something? I don't understand how you pick that team.
Well, no, it's emails. They send out emails, and then they have the coaches, and they really don't tell you what team you're on.
Okay.
They tell you a number, like you're team 4.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha.
They don't say Cardinals, Marlins, Yankees. They don't tell you the team name.
Right.
They just give you a number.
Gotcha.
Okay, and I got the numbers confused.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm such a moron. We're packing up our little bag. We'll see you later.
That's okay.
Have a good season, coach. We'll see you.
Actually, I have to find the audio, but I have one. Oh, my God. My son was so humiliated. We went in for a thing at his junior high, and it was for to go to Europe, but it was the wrong one. I go, wait a minute. Excuse me. I thought this was the going to Peru. And she's like, no, that was last night. And so we walk out with our heads, and my kid is in the car. He's like, I am so humiliated.
I remember that. Right? I remember that. They were going to go down to Peru for, I don't know, a week or something like that. He did go.
He did go, but we missed the meeting. We went to the Paris meeting.
And you feel like such an idiot.
You do, yeah.
And the guy, the coach, he didn't know whether to call me dad or grandpa.
Oh! Okay. I wondered if that was ever going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. So he comes up. No, here's what he does.
Oh, God.
He goes, sir. He goes, no, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. That's why I'm telling you the story.
I know.
It doesn't embarrass me.
No, I know it doesn't.
But I could tell. I could tell he was uncomfortable because he walks over to me and he looks at me. He goes, are you?
Oh, God.
You?
Oh, God.
Are you, Frog's adult?
Adult?
Are you the adult in charge of this little one?
Are you Frog's what? He goes, are you Frog's adult?
I love that.
Go ahead, man. You can say it. You can say it. Go ahead. I dare you. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, I'm glad I'm not on that team.
Right? Did you say, yes, I am the adult? No, I'm just some guy standing here.
Are you Frog's adult?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
No, I feel
and
you
I knew
that.
Exactly what he meant.
What happened, yeah.
Yeah, because he was so hesitant. Yeah. Are you, geez, boy, oh, boy. He couldn't find the words. And
adult?
Then he finally goes, yeah, are you Frog's adult? Yeah, I'm his adult. Yeah, that's me. Adult and, BJ.
But
yeah,
listen,
me.
I feel you because I told you this. I was always the oldest one at the flagpole.
Yeah.
I mean, all these young, hot moms are in their 20s or whatever, you know, and they're then their Lulus. And here's grandma coming up to pick up my kid.
Right. It's like last night, one of the dads shows up, and this guy, man, he's ripped. He's got tats on sleeves.
Nice.
He's got sleeves on with his tats.
Yeah.
Brings his kid on a Harley with his bag on his back, you know, with the baseball bat. All that. I'm sitting there looking at him like, wow, am I out of place here? Oh, boy.
Meanwhile,
oh, boy.
Your back hurts. Yeah, I understand.
So at some point, because the coach is by himself out there, he doesn't have any assistants. Uh-huh. So when they started their batting practice, I thought, you know, I need to help this guy. So I grab a glove and I go out to third base, right?
Oh, no.
And the ball's hit my way. One of the little kids is a little dribbler, you know. And so I lean over to get it and I go, ow. The coach goes, you okay?
Adult?
Adult?
Oh, what a league. God. Oh, man. So tonight we go back to practice, only we're going to a different team.
Yeah, but
we're going over to the Cardinals.
Today.
Yeah. I'm bored out.
Yeah, bend yes. over and get a ball.
So when you see Frog and his adult friend, just know it's me.
Right, yeah, I
know
you.
It's me. All right, big deal here with this facial aesthetics thing. That's a pretty cool thing. Jamie's doing a girl's night out, man, this Thursday.
Yes,
this I mean, 2 days away.
Exactly. Here's the thing. We're really, really excited about this. So we put together this girl's night out at Facial Aesthetics. It's going to be in Greenwood Village. You get to take you and a guest, right? And you can learn about all the facial treatments, blah, blah, blah. They have a ton of stuff. I mean, like a ton of stuff to give away. And so all you have to do is register at alice1059.com. We're going to have, I know I said, can we have food? And they said, yes. Is that wrong? I was like,
oh, that's
can
cool.
you have snacks?
You got to have snacks.
You got to cater that, babe.
Right? Yeah. So go to alice1059.com. Again, alice1059.com. And go to the contest page and register there for you and a guest to join me on Thursday. It starts at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right, get signed up. I mean, we're talking less than 48 hours
yep,
here.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
maybe a little bit more, actually.
I think I'm going to get my lips done.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a good look. Yeah, it is. Plumper the better, man. Plumper the better. That's my motto.
Actually, yep. You know what, though? I will tell you this. I saw this survey, and they had all these different women's faces with plumper lips, and all the men went to the women with the fuller lips, but yet they had the men and the men with the fuller lips. Women went to the men with the thinner lips.
Skinny lips.
Isn't that weird? Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Where do you see a good lip survey? Where are you looking at?
It was on the interweb, www.biglips.com.
All right, it's the Adult and Jamie Show. We'll be right back. Hang on.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Just want to remind everybody we're doing a girls' night out on Thursday night, and so you can register to take you and a friend Thursday night to Facial Aesthetics. We're going to, it's probably going to not be a good thing, you know what I mean? Bunch of girls.
What do you mean?
Getting crazy.
Bunch of woo
girls. Oh, I think you guys are going to have a blast.
No, I know it's going to be a blast. Yeah. I'm just saying, that, you know, the aftermath when you look at the pictures. what did we do?
I wouldn't post from there.
Right.
Yeah. Keep your phone. No phones allowed.
Exactly.
No
That's what
phones
we should
allowed.
Do.
You should put that in the rules.
That's what we should do. Anyway, they have gift bags and tons of giveaways and all this stuff. So register at alice1059.com and go to the contest page. Again, it's alice1059.com and register at the contest page.
Now, it's 5 to 7.
Correct.
Okay, make sure you can make it on Thursday because we don't want any slots not taken up.
That's
okay?
True.
Okay, so five to seven.
5 to 7 on Thursday. Okay. The official, I can't believe they already came out with the official cause of death from the Pope. That was quick.
Yeah, it was.
That was really fast.
Well, he's the Pope. You got to find out quick.
Yeah, and he gets priority, I guess, in the line of, you know, autopsies.
What was it exactly?
First, he had a stroke, and it said that prompted irreversible heart failure.
Yeah. So, I heard a brain aneurysm was included, too.
The certificate of authenticity lists the cause of death as cerebral stroke, coma, and cardiocirculatory collapse.
Oh, okay. So it was brain. Yeah. I saw him laid out already. Did you see that?
No.
Man, they have put this guy out there already.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, he's laid out.
Man.
Now, I think he's behind the gates. I don't think the public can see him yet, but there were pictures of him this morning.
Don't forget, we learned yesterday with our Pope trivia that they have to say his name 3 times. Francis! 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 And if he doesn't answer, then he's declared dead.
It's official.
Yeah.
That probably should be the rule for everybody.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jamie! Jamie!
Yeah, maybe so. Hey, you guys, we saw Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
What?
What a spotting, huh?
Man.
I saw that this morning, Jamie, and I said, oh, my gosh, wait till Jamie gets here. She's going to be so excited. You just brought this up last week.
I know, because I said, where's Rob?
Where's Rob? Where's he been?
So I guess Kim Kardashian shared a picture from Easter. By the way, she has 357 million followers.
That's just insane.
I don't think they're all real.
They're all bots?
Yeah.
She bots them?
Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
A lot of them do that.
You know? So anyway, Kim Kardashian sharing a family shot with her 357 million followers included Rob in the picture.
Yeah, I think we know why we haven't seen Rob, though.
He looks a little frumpy.
Yeah, he's fat.
Well, he wore all black.
He looks comfortable.
Remember how he got down there for a while? I mean, he was like 150 pounds or so.
Yeah.
But now he's ballooned again.
Man, that's quite a house they're in, too. It's a nice house.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he's wearing flops and socks, like our friend BJ does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I admire that.
Yep, so that is quite the vision. He's wearing black long shorts and a black shirt and a baseball hat. While his sisters are in sequins.
Yeah, he doesn't really have on an Easter outfit.
No, everybody else is decked out and look amazing, right? And he's, I'm here.
It's good to see he's alive, though.
It is good, because we didn't know if he was or not. He's just, he's hung low, right? He doesn't want any part of that crap. I think after Black China, wasn't she hitting him on TV or something?
That was a whole lot of drama with that relationship.
She was crazy, and I think he was just like, this is not my scene.
Did she beat him up or something?
Yeah, I think one time.
I think there was some domestic.
Yeah, but now she's all clean and sober and, like, loves the Lord.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, right? Barack and Michelle Obama. My God, second sighting, you guys. They were seen out to dinner.
This is crazy.
This is crazy.
All these spottings, man.
Yeah, because
what's next? The Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah.
We're going to spot him?
I guess Barack and Michelle were out. I mean, we haven't seen them out together forever. And remember, there were rumors of divorce and all this stuff. And she said, you know, what'd she say? At one point, she was in the White House. She couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. She couldn't stand to look at him.
Yeah. I was like, why would you say that as a first lady? I mean, I guess she's just being honest.
Well, my wife says it's very common.
It's marriage. Yeah. If you've ever been married, you do look at them and like go, God, I hate you. I just did something about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they shook hands with workers. They went to an Italian eatery, and it's at the Ritz. It was not the Ritz. It's a Ritzy DC restaurant, and it was Italian. And they were nice to each other.
Hanging out together, man.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, so nobody's talking about it this morning as far as their divorce goes.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
so they're back together.
It seems like they are. Justin Bieber, man, oh man, oh man. People are worried about this guy. He's messy. But they did a survey on TMZ, like, do you think he's in trouble or do you think the media is overplaying it? And the results were everybody thinks he's in trouble.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, so.
I agree.
Then, this is gross and this is shameful. He was seen smoking a joint next to his teenage brother. I think it's his half-brother.
Yeah, 15 years old.
He's only 15. He's sitting there smoking a joint right by him. So Haley, what she did, she noticed the situation, and she took Jackson, his name is Jackson, and turned him the other way and led him away from Justin.
She did?
Yeah. So at least she did the right thing. What is wrong with him?
He's lost it.
He has.
I think the guy's traumatized. I think it's the whole Diddy thing.
Yeah, I do.
I really do. I think it's gotten in his head, and he's just, right now, he's lost.
And they were kind of talking about, you know, even though he sold his catalog for $200 million, they're kind of talking about how, like, they're worried that he might be low on funds. And nobody knows how, but he's just, you know, he hasn't been doing anything. But I'm like, just the residuals, though, of us playing his songs.
You would think he'd be set.
Yeah. Like, he would just get, what's that called? Not residuals, whatever. You know, he gets a...
Royalties.
Yeah, I mean, even Vince Neil from Motley Crue would get a gigantic check.
I know a guy that wrote two songs that were in the top five in the country, okay? And this was back in the 90s, I think it was. He wrote two songs that made the top. He had a check every year, just for those two songs, for over $80,000.
The problem is back in the day, they made real money. Now they don't get anything from streaming. They get pennies on the dollar for streaming.
But he got over $200 million for his catalog. How do you go through that money?
I don't know. I agree. I would think that you'd put it in a high-quality mutual fund.
I agree.
You know, 6%?
Yeah.
I mean...
Seems like a smart plan.
Right? I don't know. And then again, they were talking about him being in this cult. He's in deep with this guy. He's a pastor, and they are in deep. And
I did a little bit of a deep dive on that cult. So it's called Churchome, and the guy who's in charge of it, his name is Pastor Judah, and it's an offshoot of that Hillsong one, which is what the one with the guy that cheated.
Right, so that he liked so much. Right?
Yeah, and he left that one. And it seems like, I don't know if you remember that TikTok documentary where they had that... is like that Christian,
dancers
one.
Yeah.
It seems kind of like the same, where it's just like a celebrity kind of scam, culty Christian thing.
And he gives all his money to them.
Yeah,
you know, like those TikTokers, those dance TikTokers. Man, did you guys actually watch it? I watched the Netflix.
It was wild.
It is so crazy.
And like that one girl, the main girl, is just so brainwashed. She got cut off from her entire
family.
She
won't even talk to her mom and dad. She didn't invite her sister to her wedding. It's bizarre.
It is.
You know, even though, I mean, you looked into this whole cult thing, even though if you were a part of that, you wouldn't have these videos of what he's doing now. They don't go hand in hand.
Well,
because one's a church type, Christianity type thing. It doesn't speak to him being at Coachella all screwed up, smoking dope.
Right. Well, they were saying like, oh, well, he's just a 30-year-old guy, you know, like just living life, man, just having fun, just being Justin, a 30-year-old guy at Coachella. That's what Coachella is all about. And then when he gets home, then he loves the Lord again.
Yeah. No, when you watch that video, though, it's more than smoking pot.
Oh, I mean, he's not even there.
Yeah, like, he's wasted.
He's
a
shell.
He is wasted. He's sitting there on, I don't know what it is, some type of equipment box
looks
or something.
Like a speaker
or something. He looks like he's about to pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the other hand, Dick Van Dyke, America loves Dick Van Dyke. He's 99 years old, and he sang Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious perfectly.
No kidding.
Yeah, here's the audio. I'm kidding. I don't have it.
I saw a video of him dancing. He can still move. 99
Isn't
years
that
old.
Crazy? Wow. Yeah. So.
Holy cow.
Man.
That guy was a hit on TV, what, 1962? It's still hanging around.
It says more than six. Let's see here. Van Dyke's first performed the beloved Tongue Twister tune in 1964 when he starred as the chimney sweeper alongside Julia Andrews, Mary Poppins, more than 60 years later, and the 99-year-old Chitty Chitty Bang Bang star reprised the song without a single mistake.
What a run.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. You can...
That was very good.
That's all I know, though.
That was good.
Do you guys know it?
No.
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 Losers. There you go.
Trash. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Going to be 71 degrees today. Remember, we're on the Odyssey app. You can get that app for free.
Yeah. And guess what?
What?
I hear that people listening to the Odyssey app are really digging the Sprouts commercial 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's placement from us because they're very good over there at Sprouts.
They are.
Yeah.
So
we want to make sure you know about it.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. Put the app on your phone. We'll have our podcast there after the program today. Want to mention those facial aesthetics thing again.
Yeah.
Simply because the clock is ticking. I know only a couple of days to put it together, but we're going to, Jamie's going to take 15 people to facial aesthetics.
And their guests. So,
and their guests.
And their guests. Yeah. So everybody gets a big old gift bag of all of these things. And we're also going to give away a ton of stuff. Well, they're going to give away a ton of stuff. And so I'm excited because I also know we have snacks.
Snacks. Few snacks.
We're going to have some snacks. So here's what you have to do. You got to go to alice1059.com and register right there for you and a guest to join me Thursday night starting at 5 o'clock. Again, go to alice1059.com and go over to the contest page because that's where it is. You'll see the contest page. Just pull that down and enter there. So you and a guest.
All right.
Yeah,
all right. Get over there, Alice.
I'm excited about it.
alice1059.com. Facial aesthetics coming up on Thursday evening. Did you see the video circulating yesterday of the twins, the identical twins, and that interview?
No.
You didn't see this?
I did not.
You got to watch it. You got to watch it. This is crazy.
What? You guys got to tell me.
All right. They're out of Australia. Probably the most identical of identical twins I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
These ladies are like, I'm going to guess 55 years old or so. Maybe 60. Okay.
Okay.
They are a part of a crime that somebody shoots at them. And that's not really what's important here. And they're being interviewed by a TV station. These two women talk at the same time, same voice, saying the same words. Because they're identical twins.
Right.
It is absolutely
Do you have some audio?
Nothing. Yeah, I'm about to play it for you. It's like nothing you've ever seen. Although, when I listen to the audio, watching the video is even more impressive.
Oh, yes, I agree.
That video is absolutely incredible. Here's part of the audio. It goes on for about a minute and a half. I won't play it all. But listen to these two ladies speaking. And neither one can shut up. They can't shut up. Here we go.
Witnesses are recounting some of the drama that unfolded on the Sunshine Coast this afternoon. Two sisters have told how their mother and man raced to help when the carjacked SUV rolled on Steve Irwin Way, only to find the gun-wielding car thief emerging from the wreck. Here's some of what they had to say.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and he
was coming back down towards us,
and he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, mum, where's mum? And poor mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood
all over his face. And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
Is that wild?
Now, what happened to mom?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I couldn't pay attention to any of it.
Jamie, I watched this thing 3 different times yesterday. Some guy came out of the bushes shooting a gun. I don't know. But is that wild?
That is bizarre.
They sound identical. Every word they say. And when you watch the video, these two are looking at this reporter just talking and saying the exact same words.
That is nuts. Well, we had, I probably shouldn't say where they work. They worked here, but they don't anymore. There was a twin of a twin, right? And she used her passport because she didn't have hers.
The whole twin thing, identical twins.
Right.
Because I've seen twins where it's not even close. But identical twins, that's spooky.
It is, because don't they like pull pranks and like date the same guy and
see
who knows and stuff like that? There's a bunch of TikToks too where they'll have a baby and they'll see if the baby knows the difference between their dads because there's two twin dads and they freak out.
Watching this video of these two ladies here, I can't tell the difference. You would not be able to tell the difference on these two ladies. They are so identical. They're dressed just alike. I don't get the dress alike, though. That's kind of weird to me.
It's creepy. fine when they're little. Like, yeah. It's cute when they're little, but there's an age at, like, you know, 9.
These girls are 60. These women are 60 yeah. years old, and they're dressing alike.
It's a little
It's
odd.
Like, you got to define yourself yeah, at some point exactly. in life, don't yeah, you? Yeah, yeah. Here's a little bit more of this interview.
And mom distracted him to make him look the other way, and he looked the other way, and mom ran into the bush behind the fence. And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. All I was thinking about when we were running, I hope he doesn't fire. Yeah, we were so blessed.
How close to him do you think you were?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
I think when one talks, the other just has that, yeah. just that inner, I don't know, that yeah. energy that they just automatically start speaking.
Because that's not a normal conversation to have. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, if we were interviewed, all four of us.
Right.
Right. Everybody would wait their turn.
I think that it's almost like two separate people working as one.
Yeah.
And in their brains, when they hear their sister talking, they have
it
to be saying
them.
It too.
Yeah.
I agree.
It triggers
that's
them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which we can't understand.
Exactly.
But for those two, obviously they do this all the time.
Yeah. That's
if they do it during
wild.
This interview.
That's
but every
wild.
Single the inflection.
Everything.
Everything's identical.
Yeah. I mean, they're literally laid on top of each other, and at points you can't even tell two people are talking.
Uh-huh.
I can't even imagine having two of me's. Two me's in this world. Another BJ sitting right here next to me, looking just like me.
That would be
dressed
weird.
Just like
well, that'd
me.
Be weird looking at your own self.
It would
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
think
ah.
about think about another Jamie.
Yeah,
okay.
Just look
I mean,
at
just
her.
Identical to you, talks like you, looks. It couldn't even tell you two apart.
That would be weird, wouldn't
that
it?
That would be.
Yeah.
It'd be creepy.
It would.
I wouldn't want it.
I know.
That's almost like a curse.
Yeah.
In a way, right?
Well, they seem to be endorsing it because they. That I mean, they both have the same outfit on.
Oh, they embrace it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Thing.
All
yeah.
right. All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
And mom distracted him to make him look the other way, and he looked the other way, and mom ran into the bush behind the fence. And the guy goes to her, I'll find you, and I'll...
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Shoot you.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I forgot to mention this. You know, with that facial aesthetics girls night out that you're doing on Thursday?
Yeah.
And just to give people an example of what facial aesthetics can do for you, go to alice1059.com and look at that picture of Jamie. That's after treatment at facial aesthetics.
Why would you do that?
Let me handle this. Go look at that picture.
No.
Jamie went in there looking like a warned hag. Okay. She did. She did. But yeah. Look at the after, yeah. Okay? Uh-huh. She looks 24 in this picture. That's after treatments. That is an after picture. Okay, you got to go to alice1059.com, click on the contest page, and you'll see there where you can register to be a part of this girl's night out. Look at that picture of Jamie. That's after treatments.
Why would they grab that picture? I'm like literally 21 years old in that picture.
That's a good selling point. Stop.
Until they see me. And they're like, wow, that was quite the filter you had going on there. Yeah, that's the 21-year-old filter.
What a picture. That's great. Right?
Oh, my
that's
God.
Great.
I was like,
there was a guy.
We don't have anything more recent.
There was a guy that worked radio in Los Angeles, and I'd listened to this guy for years. His name was Rick Dees, all right? Rick Dees used to do a weekly top 40 and all that. He worked on Kiss FM out in Los Angeles. And he always used every publicity picture, everything I've ever seen of him, he always used a picture from when he was like 28 years old. Okay?
Every time.
On a billboard.
Now he's like 70.
When I met him, he was like 69. And I remember the first time I walked into a room and saw him for the first time, I thought, oh my. This is not what I thought I was going to see.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen officially.
Because the plastic surgery and all it was just like, whoa. Well, but you use the old pictures.
But remember a long time ago, I'm going to date myself here. Remember when all the realtors were on like park benches and they were on like shopping carts and they had that fuzzy filter on? You're like, what is wrong? Are you blurry? They love that filter. The blurry filter, they were everywhere.
All right, a bad night for sports.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Nuggets lose, Habs lose.
What time did you guys go to bed?
11:45.
Wow.
Yeah, 11.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And your alarm went off at 3:45?
Yeah.
You guys are fun.
Yeah.
It's playoffs, so I mean, I hate it, but I love it at the same time.
Yeah.
We lost.
Yeah. I know, but... But if we would have won, it would have just been glorious.
But we didn't.
They were good games.
I know.
There's nothing
worse than sitting up late and then lose.
Yeah. Well, the Nuggets game went right down to the wire, and then the Avalanche game went into overtime. So it's just like you were on the edge of your seat the whole time. There's no reason to turn it off.
My friend, and I'll show you the picture. I don't know how she did it, but she split her screen, and she had both. Games going.
Oh, I did. I saw that. Yep.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't even know my...
That's a sweet move,
yeah. I didn't even know my TV had that. I remember picture in picture, but this is literally cut in half.
Yeah.
And you can watch both sides.
So I saw a clip this morning. Shaq last night. I guess they're on that NBA, you know, with Charles Barkley and that, what's the guy's name, Kevin or no, Kenny. Right?
Kenny.
Then you got Shaq and the other guy. Shaq had to leave the set to go poop last night.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was an emergency.
Yeah. Like,
he
just got up and left.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was during the Nuggets game, too. Like their coverage of that. Yeah.
Here's some of the audio. Oh,
okay. The other thing about Kawhi is, you know, you all right, big fella?
Yeah.
You know, catching a cramp?
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know. Hey, take some matches with you.
He didn't leave his mic on, did he?
No.
He turned it off.
No, he did. Yeah, he turned it off.
That bit's some good audio.
Oh,
Shaq pooping.
Oh, my God.
You can't beat
have
that.
Have you ever been mic'd and accidentally gone to the bathroom? Because I have. Goodness, it was just tinkle. But I was like, oh, my God, they heard me tinkle.
That's great.
Oh,
he hit
us
again. The other thing about
now, when you watch the video, Shaq, I mean, he's a big dude.
Yeah, and
he jumps up, and Jamie, he's doing this.
Oh, no, and doing the walk.
Yeah, the penguin walk.
Yeah. Well, we used to call it the green apple trots. All right, so he's running to the bathroom, and his microphone is on.
The other thing about Kawhi is, you know, you all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know.
Catching a crap.
There he goes.
Go ahead, keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you. Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
He can't hold it.
After 40, he can't hold it no more.
That's a first.
He can't hold it.
Unless, Unless yeah, he's got something. Is it, that wasn't something planned, was it?
No,
that was
not planned.
Did he come back or with new pants, or was it fine?
No, he was fine.
Okay.
I didn't watch for the new pants, so that's a good move. Yeah. BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9 from the beautiful Belco Studios, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You get it all. It's all free. Free, free. Welcome to a Tuesday. I want to clear the air on something real quick here, okay?
Okay.
Because we're getting it on Texnado. And Jamie White, you started this. You started this. And I point the finger and I blame you, okay?
Okay. What?
There's a commercial that we play. And I'm not saying the word boobies.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm saying
down.
Booming.
No.
Booming.
No.
I can show you the
Wi-Fi?
Coffee.
Boobies.
And people are texting. People are texting this morning. Let me play you just that little snippet, okay? And I'm not saying
boobies.
Booby.
Streaming?
Boobies.
Streaming?
Boobies.
Gaming?
Boobies.
Video calls?
Boobies.
I'm not saying
yeah,
boobies.
You are.
I'm saying booming.
Nope.
Booming for Xfinity. They boom.
No.
It's booming.
Boobies.
Booming.
Boobies.
Booming.
Boobies.
One more time. Listen, it's booming. Streaming?
Boobies.
Booming. Gaming?
Booming.
Video calls?
Boobies.
You guys are ridiculous.
It's 100% boobies.
It is.
And I said that to him. I go, dude, you just said boobies. He's like, I did not. I go, listen
booming.
To it again.
Booming.
It says boobies.
It's booming.
Boobies.
George Clooney.
Now I can't stop saying it. Boobies.
Boobies.
George Clooney made a ridiculous statement yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
right?
Listen to this.
And Amal and I, you know, I remember we were here with you once before, and remember we said we'd never had an argument. We still haven't.
You still haven't?
No, we're trying to find something to fight about.
Yeah, but
we're I think because I started so late with them.
You know, I look like Clooney, but I don't act like Clooney, okay?
Okay, so he said that they've been married, what, 10 years?
Over 10 years.
Over 10 years, and they've never had a fight.
That's what he says.
That is such hogwash.
Not even a fight, an argument.
An argument.
Never had an argument.
Really?
No. No, it's wrong. You know, George Clooney
that's
is lying
normal.
Through his beautiful pearly teeth. He's lying. You can't go 10 minutes at my house without an argument. Let alone 10 years. 10 minutes.
But I mean.
And every house is like that. I'm no different than anybody else.
And she's a lawyer. That she does it for a living.
She arguments. Argues.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
you can't tell me that you.
Do you think he just lays down? Do you think that, like, if she says, oh, my God, George, you're wearing that tie, he's like, oh, sorry. Is he like a puppy?
He might be a pushover. He just doesn't even.
But you couldn't be a puppy for 10 years and not have one argument.
I agree.
There's no way. There's no way that you could be driving a car and make a wrong turn or do something wrong that she's going to yell at you. He's lying through his teeth.
Yeah, and you guys yell back. It's not like it's one-sided.
Exactly.
You didn't have to say it like that.
Well, that's the way it is.
Well, probably at your house.
I'm just saying. But it's not even natural. It's not even, you know, something that anyone would
everybody
even believe.
Argues. Even
everybody.
Every
you and I argue.
Yeah, you disagree with
me
everybody.
Me and Carson. And Carson. Everybody has a disagreement every now and then.
I mean, if you're always around somebody, you're going to disagree with them. That's not normal if you don't.
If you don't, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
You know, it tells me that. Possibly with his marriage, that there might be something wrong.
I agree with you, actually.
You know,
it really tells me
if that is absolutely true, they've never had an argument in 10 years, that's not healthy.
Right.
Not
because,
healthy.
I mean, even having a household, like, you know, you push the furniture over there. It's like, why would you do that? You know,
just
like,
something.
Everything makes you snap.
Even if you just have a roommate. Like my roommate when I first moved out of college and everything like that, we argued.
Yeah.
It's not like we were dating. It was like, I mean, that's what people do when you live with
when
someone.
When you live with somebody, they
get on
your
nerves. Yeah.
Yes. Or work with somebody.
Hey! Same difference.
They can get on your nerves,
that
too.
That is so cheeseball.
And then
he said, we're even trying to find something to argue about.
He's such a liar. I don't know. I don't like him.
Exactly.
I don't like him. And then, get this, he dyed his hair, okay?
Well, for a movie.
Yeah, he did it for a movie.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring up something else, though. I'm not picking on him because he did it for a movie, okay? What I'm going to say is this. Men who dye their hair black, And you're not doing it for a movie. You're just doing it because you think you look younger. Oh, you don't look younger, okay?
Waylon
you look
Jennings.
Ridiculous. Don't
is it
they?
Waylon Jennings? Yeah. Yeah.
You look ridiculous.
There's a guy in the parking lot, right? Remember him? And he had and it was jet black, and he was like 90.
guys, embrace the gray. Yeah. Okay? Embrace it. You look fine. When you die, when you're 65, 70 years old and you have jet black hair, it looks weird.
I feel it's bad Wayne for Newton. Him because it that's who I was thinking.
It's
of.
Wayne Newton.
I said Waylon Jennings.
Yeah,
wrong.
It's Wayne Newton. Newton,
yeah. Because I feel bad for George Clooney because it looks so bad, but it's for a movie.
Yeah, he's doing it for a movie.
But it
so
looks horrible.
The
it
only
look
thing
terrible.
Worse than a guy that dyes his hair when you're 65 plus or whatever, 60 plus. Only thing looks worse is a toupee.
I know Carson sometimes get on my nerves.
Yeah.
I'm like, Carson, you need to stick it down a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Better glue would work.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's supposed to be state of the art. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
It's supposed to be the latest in hair technology.
Like that one piece, the one corner keeps coming up a little bit on Carson.
But it's amazing.
Perfect the first go around.
It's amazing to me how ridiculous men look when they dye their hair, but how great it looks on women.
Yeah.
Women plus 65 dye their hair. It looks so natural.
Yeah. But I even feel like George Clooney got too skinny. Did you see how he looks a little
frail?
I'm assuming it's for that role.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, it's got to be because, I mean, he's really skinny in this thing.
But they don't fight.
No.
Those kind of couples make me want to vomit.
When I look at a mall, I want to fight with her.
Because she's so bitchy.
She's got that resting bitch face. She's got it.
She does.
She almost brings on an argument just looking at her. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right. Tabloid Trash is next. Hang on.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So hopefully all of you in Littleton and other places signed up for that, you know, the code red. You get alerts.
Yeah.
There is a shelter in place. Why don't you just go ahead and read that, Carson?
Yeah, so it's in the 8,000 block of West Star Avenue. It's right by Chatfield Reservoir, and they're saying lock the doors, lock the windows, and move away from the windows and walls.
That's terrifying.
I signed up for that red, what's it called, the red alert?
Yeah.
I didn't get anything.
You live in Littleton.
Maybe it's because I'm not that neighborhood.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, because it detects my phone location.
I'm so amazing. I just want to give myself props. I saw, because we don't have the audio on, obviously, here at the Radio Ranch of TV, and I go, I bet that's in Littleton. That looks like a Littleton neighborhood. Boom, I was right.
You nailed it.
It's pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I can just tell because Littleton has trees that are actually mature. Yeah.
Well, I thought you might have saw the reservoir.
No, I didn't.
Chatfield.
No, I didn't.
That's a dead giveaway,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, that would be. Yeah.
Big old lake.
They're right in the neighborhood.
All right, well, they've got a real situation going on there, it looks like.
Yeah, so again, it's the 8,000 block of West Star Avenue.
I don't know exactly where that is. I live over in that area, but I don't know that one.
It says it's, what is it called, Marina Point neighborhood?
Yeah.
Near Chatfield Reservoir.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I obviously know the reservoir, but.
So that is serious. Gosh, that's the kind of gives me the chills. Like, lock your doors, pull the blinds.
And then move away from the windows and walls.
Yeah, that's just, oof, I don't like that at all. All right, let's see here. This is kind of crazy, you guys. Did you see that kid is being the number one, I guess he might be the number one draft pick or something like that, but he's only 18 and he's going to go into the NBA.
It's common.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel it's like been, it's not. 18?
No, it's been happening for years.
Freshman?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The kids, not a lot, but I mean, there's been probably, what, 7, 8 guys that have gone to the
handful,
NBA
yeah.
straight out of high school.
Man, can you imagine? You just go right from your senior year, right, to the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's going to blow through that money.
Yeah.
You know it. I mean, that's the problem with that. Because they have no clue how to deal with money when they're seniors, right? Now all of a sudden they get millions of dollars in contract.
Oh, they're be the best day ever.
<I know. laughs> Yeah, it would. Shannon Sharp, that whole thing that happened yesterday. $50 million lawsuit from a woman that he was in a relationship with. I guess they actually lived together in Las Vegas. She said that she tried to break up with him and then he assaulted her. There was a whole kind of thing there. And now he has finally made a statement. I guess he was on ESPN yesterday like nothing happened.
Yeah, well, I saw the clip. And I also saw what she had texted him. So this is going to be interesting because, I mean, all right, you can go back and forth, you know, with lewd texts or whatever. But, I mean, at some point, it's got to come down to, did he do the crime she is saying he did?
Exactly, okay. Yeah.
No matter what's said back and forth in the text, you can make the text feel like that she was, you know, complicit in all this. But then again, this is going to be a weird one. But he is strongly denying this.
Yeah, and the fact that he was on ESPN yesterday and, like, nothing ever happened.
I'm surprised they put him on.
Me too. I am too. But,
you know, they made that call. But
here's what his lawyer said. This lawsuit filed by Jane Doe and orchestrated by her attorney, Tony Busby, is a blatant and cynical attempt to shake down Mr. Sharp for millions of dollars. It is filled with lies, distortions, and misrepresentations, and it will not succeed. If you see here, Mr. Sharp, it clearly indicates the nature of their relationship with these texts, and it was consensual. It also, in many cases, was initiated by her, being specific with the requests.
Those texts that she sent that I saw yesterday, she was very explicit about it.
Yeah.
It was consensual.
Yeah.
That moment, but you don't know what happened behind the scenes. You don't know if it went south and then he forced himself. Who knows?
And that Tony Busby is kind of getting a bad reputation. He's the one that put the lawsuit against Beyonce and what's her husband's name?
Anyway,
Jay-Z. So he's that guy that's in all those lawsuits, you know?
I don't know what to make of this.
Yeah, I don't either. So we'll see what happens. Okay. Let's see. No, I don't want to read that one. Justin Bieber is in the news, obviously, still about Coachella. And now about this cult he's in. Justin Bieber is in this crazy, crazy cult. Remember, he left that one church, the Song Church or whatever.
Hillsong.
Thank you very much. He left that church because the pastor ended up having an affair. But he had given millions of dollars to that church. And he was in deep. Well, I guess this is a spinoff of that church. And you said Russell Wilson's on the board?
Yeah, Russell Wilson is on the board of directors of this. It's called Church Home.
Yeah, so it's a spinoff of that church. Mm. And here's the saddest part, is that Justin Bieber has cut all ties with all his friends, everybody around him. In fact, his best friend, is his best man, he hasn't talked to in, you said, a year. Right?
Over a year, they haven't talked.
Because that kid used to be in that church, but he left that cult. And he doesn't believe in it. And Justin joined it. And now he's mad at him for leaving it. And now he's cut off all ties with him. And that's why that weird Instagram came out. And he said, hey, don't buy anything from
Drew House. Because he started that Drew House line with this Ryan, who's his best friend that he hasn't talked to over a year. Because Ryan just distanced himself. And then it's kind of weird because Justin, with the pastor, Judah, right after that happened, Ryan cut ties with the church and Justin. Then Justin put out that he put Judah, the pastor, on the board of directors of Drew House.
It's weird.
And Ryan and Judah hate each other.
Where'd we lose you?
Judah.
Judah is the pastor of the new church that he joined after leaving Hillsong.
Yeah.
I'm still lost. Okay. I will tell you this. Just in my head, when I read all this, what I look at, what I'm hearing, blah, 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 blah. Haley's about to get fed up with all this.
I hope so. I don't
She's
know.
She's going to take the baby and run. She's going to take the baby and run.
In the Netflix documentary, she really is his mother.
Well, I you know, in that documentary, which I didn't see, but it's getting to a point now, this Coachella thing is way over the edge. Now you're really affecting the family life with the baby.
Well, there is something. I agree with you. Like, there's something to be his mom when it's just you two.
Yeah.
But now when it starts to, you think, like, I don't want this person around my child.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly. She's about to get fed up with it. Now, I don't know about the whole church, cult, all this. I just know, looking at that video, there's more than a marijuana going on here. This guy's doing opioids or something. He's in heavy, deep. Okay, and she's not going to put up with that.
And so he was right next to his younger brother, who's like, what, 15, you guys said?
Yep.
And he's right next to his 15-year-old little brother, half-brother, and he's smoking a big thing, like a joint or whatever. What do you guys call those?
A blunt?
Yeah. That thing. I don't know why it's called a blunt.
I don't even.
Joints have like regular papers. Blunts have tobacco rolling papers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so he's smoking that thing right next to this 15-year-old, and Haley sees it, and she grabs Jackson, that's his name, and turns him away from Justin and walks him away.
See, that tells you right there. That right there explains everything, because now she's trying to say, okay, he doesn't need to see this. At some point, she's going to say the same thing about the baby.
Yeah.
You know, that we don't need this guy in the house. I'm telling you, she's going to get fed up with this.
Maybe he's just really sad that Selena Gomez got engaged.
Could be.
Maybe. I bet you that's part of it, for sure.
We don't know.
I mean, that was his first love. They loved each other.
He's not going to admit that.
No, oh no.
No.
He'll do it in song.
Yeah, he'll do it in song. Yeah.
He'll sing something.
Yeah, he'll sing something.
Why did you get engaged to that really hairy guy? That is one hairy dude. Woo, he's hairy.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, anyway. Deadmau5. Why it's called Deadmau5, I don't know. The guy wears a mouse head. He was at Coachella. He apologized, saying that he was so sorry that he was so drunk on stage. He doesn't remember any of it. What is with Coachella? That place is crazy.
Well, wait a minute. He calls himself Deadmau5.
Yeah, he wears a mouse head.
He wears a mouse head?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, what a great way to hide that you're wasted, though. Just get up there with a mouse head, you're like dancing. No one can really tell. You don't have to sing.
Until you admit it.
Well, no, they actually cut it short. He was so drunk. Yeah, it got really bad. It said he was noticeably intoxicated, drinking shots on stage and making slurred comments onto the microphone.
So he decided to sing.
He said, I'm so sorry, everybody. I don't remember a thing. But I don't think I had a cigarette, so that's good. He said, I'm going back to bed. Wake me up next Thursday.
Oh.
Does anyone in the crowd really remember, though?
Probably not.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've never heard of Drunk Rat.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Deadmau5?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Dead Rat.
He's huge. He was really big for, I don't know, like 10 years.
Deadmau5?
Uh-huh.
Who the hell have I been?
Yeah.
Sing me one of his songs.
I don't have one of his CDs.
Do, 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 do.
Does he sing?
No, it's all EDM.
Wow.
This world's great. You can get on stage with a mouse head.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I can't believe you missed him, BJ.
Yeah, me either. Dead Rat.
Yeah, Dead Rat. I mean, yeah,
drunk
mouse,
rat.
Whatever.
What was his name?
Dead Mouse. And then it looks like, you guys, this whole Minecraft thing is now spinning off, and Sydney Sweeney is now set to produce a movie based on Sega's 1986 arcade driving adventure called Outrun. I don't know what Outrun is.
I don't either. I don't even know how an arcade game could have like enough story to make a movie out of it. That's crazy.
It is, right? Yeah, so she's set to make this movie. I think people are seeing Minecraft take off and they're like, I know, Pac-Man.
Yeah, and the Super Mario movie did really good too. That made $1 billion.
That's right. Yeah, so all these gaming things.
They're big.
They are. I mean, I can't wait for Frogger.
That could be good. I could see them making that.
I can actually see them making it, too. I love that game. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, the shelter in place in Littleton is near that Kohl's at Kipling and C-470. So that's a little bit more west of where the reservoir is.
Okay.
So that's the next exit
so
down.
It's Marina.
The reservoir is at Wadsworth, and so the shelter in place is over that neighborhood. What was the name of the neighborhood?
Marina Point neighborhood.
All right, so... I think there's a Deer Creek pool there, the swimming pool, and a big apartment complex. So maybe that's where it's at.
No, it's in a residential area.
It is?
There's
residential behind the
apartment. Well, the SWAT team was in front of a house.
Yeah. It looks like it's right off Kipling and C-470.
Yeah, they were right in front of a house.
Yeah.
So.
All right, you got a shelter in place. Very serious situation. Very serious. When they say, you know, lock the doors, pull the shades, stay away from windows.
I don't like that. Oh, my gosh.
Something going on, man. No. Something going on. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
What now?
Nothing. It's fine.
What do you mean a bone to pick with me?
It's fine. Everything's fine.
What did I do?
Nothing.
I've not done anything.
Nothing.
Just sat here. Do my job.
It's fine.
What is it, Jamie? Get it off your chest. I can tell.
No, it's fine. Everything's fine. It's okay. I'm fine. Nothing.
Coming up on the show.
What are the words? Nothing, fine. Women always say those things, right? I'm
what
fine.
Is it?
It's nothing.
Or just okay.
It'll be fine. Oh, I just heard you talking to your wife. So yeah. That was cool. Yep.
I forgot a birthday present for little Debbie. Yeah, little Debbie sure turned three over the weekend, so I got a gift. Well, yeah. My wife did.
Yeah.
For little Debbie.
And it's funny because you have forgotten 18 years of gifts for Ralphie.
Well, let me explain that. Let me explain that. During the Ralphie years of when he was five, six, when you get the gifts, you know, once they get past, you know, 10, 12, whatever, you know, then it stops. But the early stuff, the early stuff, if you remember. At that point in my life, I didn't have a wife.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it was just me. No, listen.
You might have a point.
Now, listen, it was just me. You know, you're loathing, non-caring, selfish, egotistical, you know, me. Yeah. Just me. Yeah, okay?
I'm going to give you that one.
Then when you have a wife.
She thinks of it.
She thinks so.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
You walk in, and I look on the table, and there's a gift. And I say, what the hell is that? It doesn't even add up in my head.
Yeah.
I don't even know what she's doing, right? And she goes, well, that's for little Debbie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I meant to, I was going to tell you a couple of days ago, you might want to order something for little Debbie. She's 33. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because Carson goes, wow, he didn't have to do that. And I go, yeah, he never did for Ralphie too, yeah. 18 years.
No, but those were back in the days of,
got you.
It was all about you, BJ, man, the career.
It was when you were living in that condo.
Yeah, I was footloose and fancy free.
Yeah. Okay, it makes more sense.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
It does make sense, though, right?
It does, yes.
Yeah.
It actually does.
Yeah,
because what did you get her, little Debbie?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Thank you, Lisa. She'll love it.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Hello, BJ. Jamie Morning Show. Jamie's taking the girls, and they're going out. Got a night out coming up in two nights. Man, this came up quick.
It did. We put it together because I'm actually really excited about this. We're going to go to Facial Aesthetics in Greenwood Village, and it's going to be this Thursday starting at 5 o'clock, and they're going to give you all these products and these gift bags, and then they're giving away a ton of, I mean, like hundreds of dollars worth of stuff. They're giving all that away, and they're doing all these VIP treatments and blah, blah, blah. So here's the deal. You just need to register at alice1059.com for you and a guest, and I know we're also going to have snacks. I made sure of it.
Don't know what, though, do you? No, sandwiches, tacos? You don't know?
I have to have snacks.
Yeah.
I have to have snacks. So here's what you got to do. Register at alice1059.com. Go to the contest page. It's over on the contest page, alice1059.com, for you and a guest to join me on Thursday night. And it's going to be a blast.
And take a look at that picture on there of Jamie. Ugh. That's an after picture of after going to Facial Aesthetics. They
do
an
incredible
job.
Why are you doing this?
An incredible job. It's a great picture, okay?
It's my 21-year-old filter
picture. It's a great picture. Great picture. All right, I want to address something with you.
Okay, all right, what?
This shoe wall that you're
is amazing.
Jamie.
It is amazing.
I don't like it. I don't care. I know you don't care if
Look,
I like it or not,
shoes?
But it
see
just
these
seems.
Shoes right here? See these shoes? Guess where I got them from? My shoe wall. My DSW shoe wall.
Who has a shoe wall?
I do.
I don't know anyone that I've ever walked into their house and seen a shoe wall.
No, I mean, like, I've seen, like, shoe organizers and shoe shelves,
no,
but I've never seen, like,
wall.
A wall.
This
like,
is a
Foot
shoe
Locker.
Wall. Well, it's amazing.
Yeah, you see it at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
You see them, you know, when you go into whatever, you know.
Foot Locker.
Sneaker shoe,
my
Foot Locker,
my shoes are
whatever.
On display in my closet, and they look
amazing.
Because it's beautiful. All right, so listen. So on Amazon, I'll put the link on our Facebook page. On Amazon, they sell these acrylic, like they go, they're in the L, okay? They're in the L shape, but the top part's little, so you barely see that. And so all you see that sticks out is this acrylic, but you really can't see it.
Yeah.
So it's like your shoes are floating on the wall. And so you put your shoes together, you set them on the acrylic, right? And you look and it looks like, you know, you can't really see them. They're just two pairs.
They're just displayed.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And they're all tennis shoes on that wall because, you know, it's like the Louboutin ones. It's all designer shoes.
I guess you have to be a shoe person.
Yes.
You know, to get it, because I'm not a shoe person. So for my shoe wall, you'd see a pair of work boots, a pair of slides that really need to be replaced.
You don't want to just.
Dirty shoes. Because I don't have anything that's clean.
Yeah.
That's really good.
No, these are amazing. Yeah. My shoe wall is like, oh. Now, wait, there's more. Okay. You're going to freak out about this. So I have this shoe wall, all acrylic stands. Again, I'll put it, they're only $34 for six of them, six acrylic things that you just drill into the
wall.
That's
a pretty good deal.
$34 for six of them, right? So I bought a lot of them.
I was going to say, you have a lot of shoes, right? Yeah.
You should see it. It's impressive.
Now, so you're going to display them all?
Oh, I can't.
Or just
a
certain amount.
Yeah,
okay.
just all the designer ones.
Okay.
By the way, you start adding up my shoes.
Yeah.
Dude, I have spent too much money on shoes. Like these right here were $850.
No.
Just because they have G's on them.
That's $400 a shoe. You know that, right?
I know. Okay. Yeah, I do have a shoe problem.
Yeah, I don't.
And the red bottom ones. Oh, God.
I know a guy that I used to work with, right? And he was the same way with shoes. And he would show up the day that certain Air Jordans would be released in order to buy these shoes. And again, he's paying, you know, $150, $300, whatever it was that you paid at the time. I just never got into shoes, I guess.
Well, I know Carson collects Keds.
Yeah.
For real? Keds?
What are those?
I'm kidding. No, you're more of a Skechers guy.
I'm a Vans guy for sure. Yeah.
Vans?
Yeah, he's a
I love Vans.
Keds.
I don't even know what those are. They're old people's shoes.
Yeah. I do. All right. Remember the New Balance, the fresh white sneaks, the dad shoes you guys got me?
Yeah. Those were sweet.
When Lil Debbie first got here, I still have them pristine in the box.
See, nice. you need a shoe wall.
I want to display those.
So let me just tell you what I did as an extra. Okay, all right. So these acrylic stands, they're all along this wall. Because this wall is in my closet. It doesn't do anything, right? So what I made it like... At least it's doing something. Yeah. It's holding shoes in a closet.
Yeah, and it's in a closet.
Right.
It's not like it's in the living room.
No, it's not in the entryway. No, but it is gorgeous. I'm so proud of this. And I did it by myself and measured it. And everything's all lined up. And I used that thing with the bubble in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
The level.
Yeah, the level. Did it all. I have a laser light. Yeah. I mean, I felt like, I need a tool belt.
Yeah.
So.
And her favorite, the stud finder.
I didn't use a stud finder. What I used is metal. Did you know that they have metal wall toggles?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea. I've always used the plastic
ones. Me too, and they were bending every time, so I went to Home Depot. I was like, these are bending every time. I don't know if my drywall is just really hard. Yeah. It's like, you need these metal ones. the metal anchors are amazing.
Yeah.
Oh.
They do sell those. Yeah.
They do sell them, and they're amazing. BJ acting like he knew. Anyway.
I've used the metal. I've used it in the garage.
Anyway. And so at Home Depot, you know how the lights go over art pieces?
Yeah.
At Home Depot, they sell them and they're battery operated. So I stuck them up in three spots perfectly. And so they have lights lighting up my shoes. Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
Right. What are you doing?
It's like they're pieces of art.
You know, if you ever wanted to sell the shoes, that'd be a great little display there for, you know, to take a picture of.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be great. I know you're not going to be doing that, but still.
My shoes are my life.
Yeah.
Shoes are life.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, but
you got a nice little setup.
You guys have got to go to Home Depot for those art light things. They stick on the wall.
I'm not going to have a shoe wall.
I meant if you have a piece of art.
Yeah. I need a light to put over my work boots. or the slides that I use to mow the yard.
Yeah, I can get a light to put over my bong collection.
Yeah, there you go.
You see?
Hold on. You got a lot of Mickey Mouse memorabilia that you can light up, man.
I don't have Mickey Mouse.
Right, but you guys should light up your Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Don't you have them going up the stairs? Mickey Mouse,
it'd be
like,
beautiful.
Prints.
We have them going everywhere. We have them in the bathroom.
At Home Depot. they sell these little art, you know, like fancy people, they're pictures.
Yeah.
Light them all up.
Yeah, light up
light
Mickey.
Up.
You and your shoe walls.
What? It's That's gorgeous. Crazy.
All right, one more time. Facial aesthetics.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Girls Night Out. You got to go to the website, alice1059.com. Click on the contest. When you do, boom, there you are to register.
Yep, all you have to do is sign up. Again, it's alice1059.com. Go to the contest page, and hopefully we'll see you on Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no.
What?
If you have a student loan, you got to pay it.
Oh, no.
If you don't start paying that loan by May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, if you don't pay it, they're going to come in and garnish your wages.
No, is that true?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Man, that went full circle, didn't it?
Yeah.
What so the all, hell?
And a lot of people stopped paying because they were waiting on, you know, Biden administration to pay it all off or to forgive the debt, right? Well, it's not going to happen now.
Sucks.
No.
New tonight, the federal government will start collecting student loans in default next month. The Education Department announced today it will start involuntary collection on May 5th through the Treasury Department Offset Program. That means withholding payments from tax refunds, federal salaries, and other benefits from people with past due debts to the government. Officials say about 5.3 million people are in default on their federal student loans.
What a roller coaster everybody's been on. That sucks. Yep, wait, Schmidl, where are you with yours?
Schmidl's not even in his room right now. I don't know where he went. He's been gone for a while.
He's probably crying about this.
Yeah, maybe so. Because I told him I was going to talk about it. Yeah. He just ran out of the room.
Sure.
Well, he can't handle it.
Well, literally, think about his life. It's been a roller coaster. First, you know, we'd look it up and it was going to be covered. And then the one time, like Carson's wasn't covered because you took out a private loan.
It was a private loan, yes.
Yeah, and so that wasn't fair that you didn't take out the government one. You went to a bank. And so then we thought that wasn't fair. And then Schmidl was arguing with Carson saying, well, sorry, I took out the government one. So blah, blah, blah. And then what a roller coaster.
Hey, Schmidl, check your microphone. Talk a little bit.
Hello? Check.
This
Hello?
Is weird.
You don't have his pod up?
I want you to look, just to make sure that I'm not lying. Look at this.
Oh, it's all the way down.
It's all the way down. Go ahead. Talk.
Check, 1, 2. Hello.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
That's scary.
We have a technical issue here in the studio, which That's means scary. That any of these microphones could be live at any time on the air.
No,
okay?
I'm not kidding. That's
no,
terrifying.
That is terrifying to have that.
Yeah.
Wow. I hate to change the subject, but...
No, you're right.
We're working under a condition here that you got to watch what you say at all times, off air, on air, whatever.
Yeah, because you're just live
completely
all the time.
Turned down.
Yeah, I at least have an extra button in my room that I can turn off. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but there are times I want to turn you off. Now I can't.
Yeah.
I don't like
that. He does with all his girlfriends.
Yeah.
Turn him off.
Oh.
Anyway, back to you,
right,
Schmidl.
Back to you, Schmidl.
Yeah. So
are you aware?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you aware that May 5th, they're coming after you if you own a student loan?
Yeah, I need to go back in and then just restart that whole thing for myself because I haven't paid anything for the last 3 years.
Ugh. Now, are you going to owe a lump sum, all the payments that you haven't paid yet?
No, because it was all paused. It was in a moratorium, so I didn't owe any extra money or anything like that. It just sat there.
So it wasn't accruing interest?
No.
Okay.
Have you gotten a notice in the mail or an email or anything saying that you need to get started again?
I've gotten a couple emails from the company that owns it. It's called Aidvantage.
Yeah.
And they've been like, hey, you need to restart doing all this.
So you'll just start it they won't take your wages, right?
No, I can just go in. I'm not in default, which is what all that stuff is about with the Lynn McMahon and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not in default. I just need to restart my payments before the May 5th deadline.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. So they put you back in compliance with everything.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Some people are in default, and they're saying that if they don't start paying, not only are they going to go in and get your salary, they'll turn it in so that it dings your credit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they said they take your tax returns, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of I don't know. I'm with Jamie on this.
Just
that, man, people, this carrot's been dangled in front of people with these student loans for quite a while. And it all started with the last administration forgiving, but never could get that cleared through the
Supreme Court.
Yeah. And now it's back to, there's no forgiving. You got to pay it. So.
Well, and I mean, the way it was set up, it wasn't fair. Like we were just talking before you got back in there. I mean, because Carson took a bank loan out, you know? And so that wasn't fair that you'd get it covered, but he wouldn't.
wouldn't. It's still a student loan.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So some of the.
It's been just disheveled from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Big Charlie Foxtrot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the bottom line. They announced it yesterday that if you are in default, they're going to come get that money. It's the government, all right?
Yeah, they want it.
They're going to come and get it. They'll get it out of your paycheck. They'll find a way to get it. Taxes, they'll find it.
Yeah.
You got to pay it. And Jamie knows. They'll go into your bank account in a heartbeat.
You guys. So one time, a long, long time ago, I'm up to speed now. A long time ago, I hadn't paid taxes for like a while. Okay, just a while. That's all I'm going to say. Just a while. And I was busy. And so I hadn't paid it. And then one day, like out of nowhere, they take all my money out of my bank. Like all of it.
Yeah.
The freaking IRS took everything.
That's crazy. I can't even imagine.
Believe it because you go to pay for something. You're like, all my money is gone.
Well, you know, here's what I don't get. You don't even get a due process of sitting down, talking to them. Okay, how can we fix this without going to that measure? You don't get anything. All you get is this is what you owe. Pay it by now or we're going to take it.
And they do.
And they take it.
And by the way, they do.
Yeah.
I am living proof that they do take it. When they send a letter saying they're going to take it, they do. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they didn't even, I told you, they didn't even send a Hallmark card. Like,
no.
Thank you for, you know, nothing. No. They just, and they don't even tell you what the day they're doing it. They just take it. You're like,
that's scary.
They just take it.
They do. And you're just like, oh, okay. I guess this is real. Son of a bitch.
They will. It's crazy.
It is so weird.
We talk about, you know, them having your information, Elon Musk having your, they've got your information.
Yeah.
They've got everything they need to just take whatever they want.
They took $23,000 out of my checking account.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a lot. And it was gone.
That's a wake-up call.
That's a bad day.
It was really bad. Yeah.
All right, so if you have a student loan, they're coming, man. They're coming after you. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
It's going to be 71 today. Maybe some rain in the next couple of days or so.
That's all you got?
No, you said you had a couple of updates for me on something. So I'm just going to let you take it from here.
No, I was just going to tell you a couple of things. First of all, I just saw a sneaker throne.
Oh, what?
A sneaker throne. It's a throne for your sneakers.
What?
Yeah, and it's lit. Like literally like lit. Not lit, like lit.
Like what?
Because I was trying to find, you know, how I have my sneaker wall.
Yeah.
Right? And I was trying to find that product on Amazon for people to buy it because they wanted.
You mean like a throne that you would see in a church or something?
It's just all these elevated shoes and they're all lit up.
That's sweet. It's got LED lights behind them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the sneaker throne. Woo!
Why would you need that?
Because people like their sneakers.
How do you choose which pair of shoes to put on the throne?
Well, you know your favorite one, like the special ones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like sneakerheads know which are their favorite what are the most valuable.
Which is your favorite?
I don't know. That's a hard one because it's between, I don't know. Probably the Louboutins. Yeah. Because when I have them lit up under there, right? Yeah. The red bottom really shows up. It's like, yes!
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say is somebody said that they can't find the facial aesthetics contest that we're doing on Thursday on the Odyssey app. Shmadil, can you help that person?
I sent them a link, but if you just go to the Alice 105.9 page and then you click on the contest tab, it will be right there. It's right at the top.
Okay, so Alice105.9.com and then go to the contest page.
Correct.
And it's right there.
Yeah.
Right Thursday
and,
night.
And this is happening on Thursday.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's why, you know, we're mentioning it so many times because it's only just over 48 hours away.
Exactly.
So you got to get on it.
But it's going to be fun. I'm excited about that.
If you want to do it. So it will be a good time. You guys are going to have a great time.
And where are we at with this, the shelter in place?
Do you have it's still going on. Updated about a minute ago, and it's still going on. What they're doing is they're conducting a planned warrant.
All right. This is in Littleton. Wow. This is at C-470 and Kipling. There's a pool there called the Deer Creek Pool. And there's a subdivision right there in that area. And that's where the warrant is being, presented this morning.
Yeah, they have, it looked like SWAT, maybe. I don't know. They had that big big truck out there. And they said the shelter in place where you're supposed to pull your blinds and stay away from the windows.
Yeah, because there's an active threat to the public safety. That's what they're saying.
It's taken a while, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah, because normally with a warrant in this, you know, you would think that you go in there and then, you know, within 15 or 20 minutes, the situation's already over.
They must barricaded. That's my guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but you know.
And, but none of the TV stations are really all over this thing. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, every now and then they'll mention the shelter in place, C-470 and Kipling, but no real details on it.
I guess maybe
it's kind of weird.
Yeah, where's what's his name out there live?
Jim Hooley. He loves, you know, all that fear.
Remember when he was out there with the Ebola?
Oh, yeah.
That was scary.
He's tough, man. It's tough. He covers things nobody else wants to touch. Yeah.
Whatever happened to that Ebola? Huh.
I've really heard not too much about it.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just want to love somebody.
That's catchy, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. It sticks in my head. That and Wi-Fi? Booby!
Streaming? Boobies!
I don't say boobies.
Gaming?
Boobies! Sorry. Anyway, let's talk about some stuff, shall we? Yep. Here's the thing. The Tiger King got married. I'm very excited about this.
He did?
Joe Exotic is married.
Who's he marrying?
He married a bride named Jorge.
Jorge.
Yep.
Yeah, really? Mm-hmm. Now, is that a person on the outside? Or?
Nope, it's somebody on the inside.
Oh, prison wife.
Yep.
Oh,
yep,
my.
Yep. So that's sweet. Let's see here. Despite being in the midst of a 21-year federal prison sentence, the Tiger King star revealed yesterday he got married.
You know, that's better than marrying somebody on the outside, though.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to have a relationship, you know, you're better off marrying somebody that, you know, you're in proximity of.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, being outside of the jail.
I didn't know that the Menendez guy, like, one of them has a wife.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know which one, but one has a wife.
Yeah, how do you do
that? He got married. Well, she kept sending letters and pictures and things, and he just fell in love. They had had a wedding.
Did you see the latest study that women don't want to get married anymore? Spadil?
I'm all for it.
I don't really want to get married either.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Well, you were talking about marriage.
You were
all into it before.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, and then now, no. That whole thing just changed my mind.
You got burned, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it says that women now more than ever are saying that they... Oh, here it is. Okay, here it is. More women are ditching the traditional ideal of marriage and instead choosing to live their best single lives ever. See, maybe that's what happened. She decided to live her best life, you know, ever.
After meeting me, though, I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah,
know.
That's what we're saying. We're saying, yeah, that she's met you and then decided to live her best life ever without you.
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah.
No.
That's exactly what we said.
She just probably, you know, because, you know.
Yep.
You know, because once you're with somebody and they're there all the time and stuff, you're like, ugh. anyway, there's this Pew Research Center survey. Almost half of U.S. women didn't view marriage as an important element of a fulfilling life. According to the survey, only 34% of single gals were looking for a serious romantic relationship, which is down from 38%. Almost 54% of women between the ages of 18 and 40 declared themselves as single and ready to mingle. Yep.
This study is 5 years too late.
Wow. You are not very nice.
I'm just saying. I'm a very honest person.
This is where you go, I'm kidding.
Why couldn't that the study have come out like 6 years ago? Oh. Why not? Why not?
Listen, you tried your darndest. How long did you guys, how long were you guys together?
12 years.
Yeah. So you know what? You really tried to hold out.
I was waiting on a study. And this morning's the day.
There it is.
I'd only know.
There it is. Hey, I'm really disappointed in you.
Why?
In you.
What'd I what? Do?
And you.
What? Mm-hmm. Why?
That acting was great. it is Earth Day, and none of you even bothered to...
I forgot it was Earth Day.
I had no clue.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Hmm.
Wow.
Earth Day.
Today is Earth Day. It's a big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do on Earth Day?
You're supposed to plant a tree.
OK. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have room for a tree in the yard. I don't. I don't have room to plant a tree.
You could go. You can go to the forest and plant one.
Yeah, go somewhere and plant one.
Well, they got plenty in the forest. That's why it's called a forest. Keepers.
They plant trees
maybe out in the field
forest,
and plant
you know
one,
that.
But not in the forest. Well,
fine, go to a field and plant one and see how it works out.
I'm not planting a tree today. I'm sure there's something else I can do.
I think you're supposed to go pick up like garbage from the ocean.
That's a long way away. I don't have time to go to the ocean.
How about a brook or a stream?
A brook or a stream.
Yeah, or a river. You're supposed to do that.
I'm sure there's some trash at Chatfield.
Write to your political leaders and sign petitions and demand action on stuff.
Nah. I'll just pick up some dog poop.
That's good.
Yard.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah.
No, I'm just
saying,
Let's see here. Pledge your earth action on social media.
Nah.
And encourage others to get involved.
No, I'm going to stick with dog poop.
Let's see here. It says, learn all the facts about Earth Day and spread awareness and inspire action.
Well, obviously, I don't have the facts on this one. None of us do. We didn't even know it was Earth Day.
Well, I did. I'm the one that just told you.
You just found out, Jamie.
I've known for an hour.
Just waiting to see if we notice.
About 22 minutes.
It doesn't seem like it's a big deal today.
It doesn't.
Does it?
Why
nobody's
like
talking
nobody's
about
all over it.
No.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I've gone through a lot of feeds over here. I haven't seen Earth Day anywhere.
Well, even our company hasn't said anything about it. Like, typically, we get like an hour a day out of the day to go plant something or do
just
something.
Just one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people that cared about the Earth left our company.
Yeah.
And we have people now that don't care about Earth.
It's, what is it called? This year's theme is Our Power, Our Planet.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Whoa. That's heavy.
Really feel stolen from my body, my choice.
It
feels a little stolen to me.
Yeah.
Does it not? Yeah. It feels like they stole that.
Yeah, a little bit.
My body, my choice. What was this one? My...
Our power, our planet.
Yeah, my dirt, my choice or
something. Yeah, something. I don't know.
Whatever.
I will tell you, I bought, this is a helpful hint. So Douglas County Conservation District, they sell bushes really cheap.
Yeah.
I bought a bunch of bushes.
Yeah.
And shrubs.
Everybody needs a new bush.
Actually, I just got rid of mine.
You did? Well, now you can get a new one.
Yeah.
From the county. I think Jefferson County does it too.
They do?
I think so.
The conservation district?
I think they do. I'm not sure on that.
You're not
but I think
a very
they
good
do.
Advocate for Jefferson County.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm telling you facts. You're like, I think my county. Yeah.
Yeah.
My county kicks your ass.
Yeah.
Dougco, man. That's where it's at.
I hate when your county outdoes my county. I get county envy.
But you should.
I do.
Well, because you don't even know what's going on in your
Come
county.
Come on, Jeffco. Step up.
My God.
Papers.
All right, anyway, let's hear it. Hey, did we ever get Dick Van Dyke?
Get him where?
The audio.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Schmidale?
No. I got it.
What?
Right.
What?
Right here.
Because I was afraid of people. I wanted to let them follow me by the way out of bed. And then one day I learned to say we know. There's word you never heard, and it's an album. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound familiar. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Perhaps I should explain.
That's not bad. Not bad
not
for a guy.
Bad. Dick Van Dyke treated a crowd of fans to something special when he sang the classic Mary Poppins song, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and didn't mess up at all, and he's 99 years old.
That's pretty... 99.
That's something
tall,
isn't it? That's pretty good.
And he looks good.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, for 99.
Right, he looks great.
I mean, nobody looks good at 99.
You said that the Pope looks good dead.
He looks good dead. He really does. The way they have him laid out with that new suit that he's got on, that hat, and it's an extra long coffin, too. Because the hat's so damn long.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
No, they have to lay it down. Now, the sash that comes down, you know, right down his belly to the middle of his legs, it's a little cockeyed. So they need to move that over a little bit. But he looks pretty good in there.
So he's lying in state.
He's lying in? Yeah. Well, I don't think he's ready for visitors yet. I think this is behind backstage stuff.
You got a behind-the-scenes look at the Pope?
Yeah. I got the cardinal view, they call it.
Oh.
What?
That's a special bleacher section?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a backstage pass at a concert, you know?
Yeah.
This is called the cardinal view, and it's an exclusive look, but I did get to see him in his coffin this morning. And I got to tell you, he looks good dead.
Yeah, that's what you
he
said.
He does.
I mean, he literally said that to me off the air. And I'm like, what?
He does. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he died of a stroke and heart failure. They've already done the autopsy, and it came out that he had a stroke that prompted irreversible heart failure. But man, he hung in there, didn't he?
He sure did.
Wow.
And you know, I mean, this guy, if you think about it, the timing on all of it was unbelievable. He gets out of the hospital. I mean, he was pretty near dead, okay, when he was in the hospital. He gets out of there. He revives himself long enough to get through Easter holiday. And not only that, he took a lap in the Pope Mobile.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, what a way to go.
Like a farewell lap.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. It was, like, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Because it would have been sad if he would have just died in his hospital like we thought he was going to.
Exactly.
But no, he got to see thousands of people and be, like, all popish, you know?
And give his ceremony or his, you know, his to the congregation. Then he got in the Pope Mobile, spun around the Vatican a couple of times. Vroom, vroom. And then he met with J.D. Vance quickly to say his goodbyes, and boom,
and then he
gone.
Was pooped. The Pope was pooped.
What timing?
Pope was pooped. He's just too tired to go on. That was a lot of activities.
Sure was.
Yeah. All right, Rob Kardashian is out of hiding. We saw a picture of him. He doesn't look so great, but there's a picture of him at Easter with his family. We haven't seen him forever, and last week I even said, where's Rob? And we didn't know. And now we saw a picture of him, and he's alive and kicking.
It's a spotting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's not dressed well, and his sisters are in sequins, so he looks a little out of...
Yeah, it's an Easter photo, and he didn't really take it very seriously.
He did not.
No, he showed up in scrubby clothes, but he did get in the picture.
Do you think that they give him, like, a stipend of money?
You know, I always wonder that.
Yeah,
I always wonder that because they're billionaires, okay?
Yeah.
These sisters are. And Rob, I mean, he's had a sock business that went under, couldn't cut it. You know, and I feel like Rob doesn't have a lot of money, okay?
I don't either.
I think he's pretty much dead broke. I think what he did have, Black China took it away from him.
Yep.
And, you know, pays child support there. So I would guess his sisters slide him a 20 here and there, don't you?
Well, it seems not fair. Like, if you're a billionaire and your brother's broke.
I'd do it.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would give him some money. But then again, you're like, you're not even working, though. Like, he's not doing anything.
It's hard to work when you're Rob Kardashian,
yeah,
though.
That's true.
I mean, where are you going to get a job?
Kohl's.
Waiter? Kohl's?
Shoe department.
I mean, think about it. I mean, that'd be hard to do.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You're right. Like, what's your sister doing? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Five Guys was ranked the worst as far as health-wise burger. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, it says Five Guys came in, according to the study, Five Guys, which scored the number one spot in a ranking of the unhealthiest cheeseburgers with a 50-point unhealthiness score. I guess it has the most saturated fat in it. I've never had a Five Guys.
I don't think I have either.
Really?
No.
Oh, they're delicious.
No, overrated.
And they're wrapped in tinfoil?
Yeah.
Oh, my
But they're
gosh.
So expensive.
And they, but you do feel terrible about yourself after eating it.
Yeah, I've never had one.
Me either.
No.
It's good if you're hungover.
Out of all the burgers, you're going to be shocked, but the best ones, quote unquote, Culver's and then McDonald's.
I know. I wasn't expecting McDonald's
Me
at
either.
All.
They came in, but I think it's because there's not even a burger in there. You know, because they only rank the cheeseburger. Have you had a cheeseburger from
it's
McDonald's?
So thin.
It's so little.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a joke. It's like this big. Like your wiener.
Yeah.
I just realized I did like this size and I was pointing at you so that like went through.
Are you
I am. There you go, tablet trash. It did work.
Boy, oh boy.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Going to be 71 degrees today. A couple of days of rain in, I don't know, maybe tomorrow and into Thursday. All right, a couple of things that's on our Facebook page you might want to see. First of all, the Australian twins that are being interviewed.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. These two identical twins are being interviewed over a shooting or something that was going on at their place. But the bizarre part of this whole interview is how they sound alike and say the exact same things as they're speaking.
And they're not even like interrupting each other. They're just talking on top of each other in sync.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It really is. All right. I'm going to play you a piece of, hang on a second. I've got to reset this.
Sure. Sure. I got nothing going on. I just have them sit here and wait for you. That's fine.
Here's the ladies speaking, doing their interview about this shooting.
Are you all right? Because he had all blood on his face.
Remember, this is two ladies, identical twins.
Face. And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help. And mum distracting him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And mum ran into the bush behind the fence.
That is so bizarre. It's
creepy. And they're dressed alike, which is odd because they're like 70.
You cannot tell these two ladies apart. They're like, 70 years old. They're being asked, and they both, for just a compulsion, they have to talk at the same time for some reason.
Yeah.
When I hear my sister, I've got to start talking. And the bizarre thing is the exact same words.
It's so weird. It is weird.
Like almost down to the hair, too. Their hair is the exact same.
Everything.
Everything's exactly the same.
Yeah.
And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. All I was thinking about when we were running, I hope he doesn't fire. We were so blessed.
How close to him do you think you were?
Well, that's wacky, isn't it?
I think they need to move away from each other.
Yeah, I do too.
There's something weird going on. That is creepy. That,
you got to move away because you got to figure they've been doing this for 60 years.
Yeah, they don't even know that they're talking at the same time.
No, they don't even acknowledge each other, do they?
It's so weird.
And if you really want to see something, go to our Facebook page and look at the video, and you'll see a 7'2" dude have to go poop.
Oh, yeah. That's on our Facebook page. It's BJ and Jamie.
Nobody else would be having that other Facebook page today, okay?
True. Yeah.
But on the BJ and Jamie page, Shaquille O'Neal has to leave the set of the NBA show last night because he had the green apple trots.
The other thing about Kawhi is, you all right, big fella?
Yeah, no.
Catching the crap?
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know. Hey, take some matches with you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
He can't hold it.
After 40, he can't hold it no more.
That's a first.
He can't hold it.
Unless
he's got something. After 40.
Charles Barkley is doubled over.
And not only that, but Shaquille, I feel so bad for him because, you guys, they kept the camera on him the entire time he was walking weird and all the way to the bathroom until he shut the door.
We've all done that
it's
walk.
So bad. I feel so bad for him. Oh, my God.
That's a great video. I mean, you're on live TV.
Yep.
It's the NBA, playoffs. I mean, lots of people are watching this, and you got to go poop.
Poor thing. Bless his heart.
And you can't sneak out of the room when you're 7 foot
no.
two, you know?
No. Lord.
BJ and Jamie.
The word.
Wow.
I'm
what
just
happened?
Saying.
You just snapped.
Azizam. 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 Well, I don't even know
beloved.
How to say it.
It's a sweet, sweet song.
Yeah. From Ed. E.D.
You go my ass.
I'm just saying. Azizam. Just say my
Azizam.
Beloved. Makes more sense.
That'll be hard to. My beloved.
Yeah.
That doesn't really.
Azizam is way easier.
Yeah. You're just
all
not
right.
romantic.
Facial aesthetics.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to keep plugging that because, ladies.
It's Thursday night. So you're going to learn the latest facial treatments as seen on all the social media pages that we all see. Plus, you're going to get big old gift bags with a bunch of skincare products. And they're going to give away a ton of things. Like, it's going to be awesome. So register. It's for you and a guest. Register at alice1059.com. Again, it's alice1059.com. Go to the contest page, and hopefully I will be seeing you Thursday night.
It's going
to
be fun.
It is going to be fun.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a blast down there.
I'm excited about it, to be honest.
All right. Let's see. I think that's it.
Earth Day.
Right? Oh, yeah. Earth Day today.
Yeah.
Earth Day. Do something very earthy.
Yes.
Okay?
Exactly.
And then we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day today. Enjoy your Earth Day. And take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.